This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Newton again pressured. Newton in trouble. Newton is sacked. Adam Butler.
What is it with these preseason color analysts that they don't shut the hell up during the play? Is that a
there's a lot of C team stuff going on in the preseason?
It annoys the hell out of me every time I hear a highlight from one of these. It's a color commentator who is, it's one thing sometimes they can bring something to the table, but I don't need to hear the color commentator being like, it sounds like he's off doing something sordid during the play.
While
the play-by-play guy's trying to do his job.
That would be something if they were doing that in the booth while the game was going on.
I know what you're going to ask. Do we blame Romo?
Yes.
A little bit. Because the other thing that I see, I've really noticed this in the preseason games, is guys trying to call out the play beforehand, and it's damn annoying.
It's gimmick infringement is what it is. And Romo is the first one to do that.
It's hard to watch. And I'm talking around the league, because you see a lot of these highlights, or I go on League Pass and watch it. The weekends I've been sitting on the couch watching like 5-hour stretches of NFL Network, kind of taking like 3 or 4 naps.
That
in the
sounds
midst of it.
Awesome.
It is nice.
I can't even begin to tell you how great that sounds.
I'm going to wake up and good. I'm not going to miss the fourth quarter.
Watch more football.
Of the Bucks versus whoever.
Potato chip crumbs all over your chest. That's great. So in a night of preseason football last night where it's preseason football, so you go, okay, well, it is what it is. It's week 3, so theoretically we're going to see more of the regulars in these games than we have. Not nearly as much of the regulars as we've seen in years past.
Not
in week 3.
Days,
that was always the game where the regulars would play at least a half, maybe into the third quarter as well. But there were some pretty substantial storylines going on last night. There was a game played on an 80-yard field up in Canada because whoever had to inspect it must have overslept.
They left the goal post holes in the field from where the Canadian field dimensions are a little different. It's ironic that they're playing on an 80-yard field up there because the Canadian field is 120 yards long.
110.
Well, 110 yards long. It's 110 plus normal. Are the end zones bigger?
The end zones are bigger too.
However many meters it is, it's a bigger field.
Do they go by yards or meters up there?
I think they go by yards up there. Okay. You got to appeal to the American audience. That's where you're going to get a lot of eyeballs. So there was that. There was Daniel Jones putting up some numbers again for the second week in a row. So that'll be a fun quarterback controversy as the corpse of Eli gets trotted out the first couple weeks of the season.
There was a shot of Daniel Jones getting interviewed by this massive swarm of reporters in the locker room. Well, Eli was kind of off to the side in his locker trying to get his shoes on.
Passing of the torch.
Ignoring him.
Yeah. Passing of the torch.
It's going to be a weird year for Eli. I feel bad for him.
I think it is, too. It's a long time coming, though. God, he's been bad at football for a long time. Probably the biggest story, though, last night, Seth, is following the Panthers game against the New England Patriots, a 10-3 barn burner. Cam Newton left the building in a walking boot, and that play that you heard right there coming into the segment was a sack that Cam Newton sustained in the game. Ron Rivera, I heard some of the audio of Ron Rivera after the game, and he's, like most head coaches, I think Bill O'Brien would be the same way, he didn't really have any updates on Cam Newton because it was so new. All he knew is that he left the stadium in a walking boot at that point.
And with Cam Newton, you start to worry about, it's not about any one specific injury with him, because you know he's going to get hurt because of his style of play. And even if it was... Was the play where he got sacked on, was he running, or was it...
I'm not sure.
I haven't seen the play.
He was not... Jonesy? Okay, yeah, he was not. He was in the pocket.
But the total number of... And I really believe this with quarterbacks. Like, it's... A lot of times a guy will get hit in the pocket, and people say, well, yeah, see, it wasn't him actually running that did it. There's, like, only so many hits you can take, and it accumulates over time. So the more you run, the more hits you take.
Yeah,
and it
sure.
Tweaks the way you run and the way your body moves and everything. I think that... It's not any one specific injury with him. It's going to be when it starts to take its toll, where he's got multiple injuries at any given time and how it affects his throwing motion. And now he's got a shoulder that he's coming back from and potentially an ankle. it's really hard to be as active running as you typically are, and then it affects your throwing motion.
He's not a guy who is tremendously accurate to begin with either, and now you're talking about a shoulder injury, the leaving the stadium in a walking boot last night. I get there's two Texans angles with this injury, Seth. One is just in the very near term. This is an opponent that the Texans have in week four of the season. We don't know the severity of Cam Newton's injury. I think I saw online that they're saying it's a sprained foot right now, something like that. But the Texans play the Carolina Panthers in week four. The Texans have already gotten a little bit of injury luck with Derwin James going out for the Chargers. They play them in week three. I'm not sitting here rooting for injuries for other guys, but as long as there's an emotional detachment from these opposing players and they're just guys that are on the other side of the field, I will be much happier if Cam Newton does not come to town on week four.
Which backup quarterback from the Panthers do you want to see? Kyle Allen? Will Greer? Or former Texan Taylor Heinicke?
I would say in order, I would say Kyle Allen.
You'd rather see Kyle Allen before Taylor Heinicke?
Taylor Heinicke, I think, was the backup last year. I'd rather see Kyle Allen. Well, first of all, the Texans should destroy any or all three of those guys in that game. I think Kyle Allen, just because that would be a fun storyline heading into the week with his history at U of H. Yeah. That would give us a little more to talk about. Taylor Heinicke was a backup for the Texans who played like five plays in that Pittsburgh game on Christmas Day and got concussed, and that was it. Yeah. He threw one pass. That's it. So as a radio host, I would like Kyle Allen because none of those three guys scare me.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially like in that offense that works best when it's Cam Newton specifically.
Yeah.
I hate it when, boy, that's a pet peeve of mine. We're talking about pet peeves yesterday. When people say, well, Cam Newton's a system quarterback. Okay, then have Tom Brady try to run that system.
Exactly.
System quarterback. It cannot be a system quarterback when that system can only be run by like maybe three human beings on earth.
Right.
That is just like Cam Newton couldn't go up and run Tom Brady's system. It's like, no, that is, it's a system quarterback situation where Cam Newton is the only quarterback that can run the system.
By that definition, everybody is a system quarterback. Everybody plays in a system.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I will say, the Texans' schedule, it was funny, I was doing Matt Weston's blog for Battle Red Blog, or I was doing his podcast yesterday for Battle Red Blog, and we were going over the schedule, and where the Texans really got screwed with the schedule making is what they got all these really good quarterbacks early in the season.
Of course.
Old quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's not just that they're good quarterbacks. Drew Brees last year really trailed off in the second half of the season. He started to look old. Like, his arm just really didn't look the same. Then you've got Phillip Rivers, same thing, older quarterback. The chances of him getting injured or falling off towards the end of the year, you could argue, are going to be a lot greater. And then Cam Newton. Cam Newton, you're getting early in the season now. You could go two ways with that, because it's going to take a while for him to get his shoulder right, maybe. But now you can see he's going to be banged up. So maybe what I thought was unfair scheduling and getting Cam Newton early in the season, maybe this actually turns out to be a good thing.
Maybe Matt
Ryan.
He's
still banged up. Yeah, but Matt Ryan is the next one. Yeah,
week five, Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck, week seven. Yeah, I mean, the Texans schedule, we talked about this earlier in the week. The Texans schedule's hard enough, just these 16 opponents listed in any order. The order that it's been put in has not put the Texans in a good spot. Even the thing like with Tennessee being the two games at the end of the year and then getting Nick Foles in the two games in the first half of the season with Foles, where you haven't really seen how he fits into that Jacksonville offense yet. You're going to be watching all Philadelphia film probably that week two game. Did you have something else on the schedule?
Well, this is where I know one thing that you're worried about is you look at Cam Newton, who's built like a brick outhouse.
Yeah, an outhouse.
He's built like a brick outhouse, and he's had his share of injuries over the years, and you can't help but start to wonder, oh boy, I love watching Deshaun run, but goodness gracious, I don't know about Deshaun aging gracefully.
That's a broader topic we probably need more time to dig into, but yeah, like how are we peeping what things are going to be like for the Texans by looking at Cam Newton and the Panthers?
I think that's one thing that Bill O'Brien thinks about a lot. And last year, when we were frustrated because they weren't using him as a running threat as much, he was also looking at a quarterback that had a bruised lung.
Taking enough hits in the pocket.
Right, was coming off in an ACL. And again, I know that's not like on a designed run play or anything, but it all adds up. So I don't think O'Brien was ever... You're never going to use Deshaun Watson the way the Panthers have used Cam Newton. Like, Cam Newton has been used like a running back at times. Mm-hmm. He's such an integral part of their running game that, like, you can't even separate the two. So it's a matter of, okay, Deshaun's not going to take as much physical abuse as Cam Newton, but just how much can he take? He's not built. He's not a thick dude.
No, he's not. He's a better passer than Cam Newton, too.
Yeah, that's right? I mean, good. That's very important to point out.
Cam almost has to run because it cancels out some of the fact that he's a very average to slightly below average passer. Deshaun, a much more polished thrower of the football than Cam Newton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.